Well, 1 week later than planned, President Trump stands before Congress and the nation to deliver his second State of the Union. With us from Washington is Kristen Welker, NBC News White House correspondent. She'll be part of NBC's State of the Union coverage, which begins tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Kristen, welcome back to On Point. How nice to have you again.
Hi, Jane. Thanks so much for having me back. Really glad to be here.
Well, thank you. What are you expecting tonight from President Trump at the State of the Union?
Well, White House officials are setting the stage by saying that he is going to aim to strike a note of unity. They say he's going to talk about areas of bipartisanship, everything from infrastructure, economy, trade. He also, by the way, we are told, is going to talk about ways in which he plans to address and try to eradicate the AIDS epidemic. So that will be something to watch. But here's the big question. He's got a big challenge in terms of trying to strike a note of unity because, of course, he's going to be speaking to a divided government. You're going to have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sitting behind him. He's going to be looking out at a sea of Democrats. Some of them have already declared that they're running for president. Some of them are talking about impeachment. So a lot of people are skeptical about the extent to which he's going to really be able to strike that note of bipartisanship. And then we have his tweets this morning. He's already taking aim at Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, essentially saying that he's lashing out at his State of the Union because he failed to win back the Senate. So just hours before delivering this address, already taking on Senate leaders. And of course, the other big issue we're going to be watching for, immigration. What is his tone when it comes to the border wall? We don't expect him to declare a national emergency based on all of my conversations and reporting, but he's certainly going to make it clear that that's still very much on the table. And you have a number of top Republicans who've been urging him not to go in that direction. So very high stakes for President Trump as he prepares to deliver his second State of the Union address. And again, just underscoring the politics are very different this time because he is delivering this address to a very divided government.
And the response tonight will be delivered by Stacey Abrams, the Georgia Democrat who lost the governor's race. She will deliver the rebuttal. Tell us about that.
Right. She's going to be delivering the rebuttal. She's a rising star in the Democratic Party. There are some calls for her to run for Senate. So this is going to be her biggest stage yet to really talk about the Democrats' platform message moving forward. I've been talking to Democratic advisors who say, look, what they want to hear from Stacey Abrams tonight are the big, broad themes. They don't want her to get mired in what you guys were just talking about, for example, Medicare for all. They want her to talk about the Democratic vision moving forward. They want it to be a counterpoint to some of what we're going to hear from President Trump when it comes to issues like health care, the economy, and those sorts of things. But look, there's always a lot of pressure on the person who delivers the response. Stacey Abrams joked that she's going to be hydrated heading into tonight. That, of course, a not-so-subtle reference to Senator Marco Rubio, who had to interrupt his when he was speaking several years ago to get a sip of water. So a lot of pressure on her tonight.
It's always interesting to note who's coming, who the guests are, who the congresspeople are bringing to the State of the Union. Give us a sense of who will be in the stands tonight.
Well, you're absolutely right, getting a very good sense of who's going to be in the stands tonight. And we're going to try to be profiling some of them throughout the day, I can tell you. Look, of course, and not surprisingly, some of the folks who are going to be there tonight at the State of the Union are going to be people who have, the president will argue, suffered from illegal immigration. There's going to be a six-year-old who will be there tonight before that joint session of Congress with the last name of Trump, who President Trump is going to say has been bullied. Also in the audience tonight, Alice Johnson. Remember, she's the 63-year-old grandmother who is serving a life sentence for a drug conviction. She was pardoned by the president after Kim Kardashian lobbied for her release. And then notably, remember, some members of Congress are going to be inviting folks as well. So one of the people who's going to be there on behalf of one of the Virginia lawmakers is Megan Winters, who's a petty officer, second class, who's openly transgender. She will be there because there's a letter going out today effectively urging the acting secretary of defense to reverse the president's call to ban transgender service members. So we'll be watching very closely for all of those references tonight to all of the folks who are going to be in the audience.
You mentioned the political backdrop for this speech certainly is unusual, coming in the aftermath of the longest partial government shutdown in U.S. history. The fact that the State of the Union is happening a week later than originally planned is part of the story tonight, Kristen.
It's going to be a huge part of the story tonight. The optics are always a big issue, but tonight, I think especially, you are going to see divided government on display. You're absolutely right. The fact that the government shut down, the longest shutdown in history, over this issue of immigration, over the issue of funding the border wall, that's why the government shut down. That's why this speech was delayed. So what tone is President Trump going to take when he addresses that very critical issue, that issue that was central to his candidacy and now central to his presidency? He sees that issue as critical to his reelection, quite frankly. So it's going to be front and center. I asked Sarah Sanders if the president was going to address it head on, that tension that's clearly going to be in the room. She indicated that he would do so by, again, really trying to strike that note of bipartisanship. But the question that looms over it is going to be, what language does he use to talk about the wall? And does he put a clear compromise on the table tonight? I think that's what a lot of people are going to be looking for and listening for tonight.
Before I let you go, Kristen Welker, news this morning that President Trump's inaugural committee received a subpoena from federal prosecutors in New York. What can you tell us about that briefly?
Well, this is a really important development, in part because of the timing. It's coming, you know, just hours before the president delivers his State of the Union address, but in part because of what it represents about these investigations that are looming over the president. As you say, these New York prosecutors have subpoenaed documents related to effectively all of the committee's donors, their guests, any contact that they've had with vendors, contracts. And it speaks to the fact that, look, this started as the Russia investigation. This is a separate investigation that's happening in New York. But all of this is sort of looming over President Trump as he delivers this address, the Russia investigation looming over him as well, of course, with Robert Mueller expected to potentially deliver his final report as early as the middle of this month. Now, I asked Sarah Sanders, I asked Kellyanne Conway about these subpoenas. Sarah Sanders, both of them on defense, saying, look, this doesn't have anything to do with the White House. But you can bet President Trump is aware of it, and he's probably not very thrilled about the timing of it.
Well, we'll be watching State of the Union tonight. Kristen Welker, NBC News White House correspondent. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thanks so much.
Listeners, thanks to you. I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.